All right, now it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we're going to be talking about the story of economic development in Carrboro today, because we are going to be talking about a new publication that's a joint product of the Chatham News and Record and the Chatham Economic Development Corporation. The publication is called Chatham 411. It comes out soon, and we are joined in the studio by Chip Pate, who's the writer and designer of the publication, and Bill Horner of the Chatham News and Record. Bill, Chip, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. It's great to be here.
So tell us about Chatham 411. First of all, the project in general, before we talk about the publication itself, how did it all come together?
Well, let me say, first of all, you said Carrboro. It's Chatham County. Just a little correction there. Because
wait, when did I say Carrboro?
In the introduction.
Oh, God.
So we're really excited. So when we, in thinking about publishing a newspaper, you know, you're always looking for what are the kinds of print and digital products would fit in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So Chatham 411 is a magazine that it's patterned after a publication that Chip and I developed in Sanford when we were both with the Sanford Herald. And we kind of see this as a community almanac.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a magazine format publication, 10 inches by 10 inches, so it's a great size to handle. 40 pages, we're producing 10,000 copies, so it's going to go to all readers of the Chatham News and Record, plus a lot of other places in the county. And we're very excited to be working with the EDC and Alyssa Bird and her crew with this. But we really saw this as kind of a one-stop shop for finding information that you need to know about Chatham County at your fingertips. So we're looking at arts, business, outreach, education, government services, and a lot more stuff. And the publication was very, very successful in Lee County. And so working with Chip, who lives in Pittsburgh, Chip and I have been working together, we figured 20 years now. He's an incredibly talented writer and designer photographer. And so this is something that he's worked with us to put together.
And Chip, you're still hanging out with this guy after 20 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I know,
it?
Right?
Yeah. It's been a good experience, and it's been a pleasure working with him on this particular publication, too.
So the project, again, 40 pages, and it's going to be like an almanac for Chatham County. Is it a one-shot publication? Is it going to be an annual thing? What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's an annual publication. Mm-hmm. So when you think about a magazine, you know, it's not a magazine that you sit down to read that's full of feature stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a printed publication. There's going to be a digital version too that's going to be on the website, but it's a printed publication that you can peruse through and find out really everything you need to know in terms of contact points, piece of information. I'll have Chip talk more about that, but we kind of look at this as a great publication if you've lived in Chatham County for a long, long time, or if you're a newcomer. This is still the one piece that you can go to find pertinent critical information right at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. So, Chip, you've been working on putting this thing together. What's in it?
Well, a lot of information about the community, a lot of raw information, basic information if you're trying to find a nonprofit to work with,
mm-hmm.
if you're trying to find someone, schools or whatever. We all that's information in there.
Awesome.
We also have small highlights about some key individuals. We have very, very short bios for people like the school superintendent, the president of Central Carolina Community College, and the economic development president. So it's a way of getting sort of your arms around the community to understand what's out there across what is a pretty large area in Chatham. It's a difficult community sometimes to really understand what's happening from end to end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do with this.
You got to be a little bit selective if it's only 40 pages, but you also want to be comprehensive. So how did you select which nonprofits to highlight, which people to highlight?
That is a tough question. That's always a tough question. You talk about nonprofits. For example, what we did is we started with the United Way,
mm-hmm.
of Chatham County, largely because many of the larger nonprofits are associated with the United Way. So we list United Way, and then we list nonprofits that they support. It gets a lot dicier when you move into some other areas, for example, civic clubs. It's really hard to find information about them at all,
mm-hmm.
Much less to pin down contact information. So when you get to there, it's a little bit more difficult to make the calls. You try to get everybody you can in there. and realize that this is the first year bill is 40 pages. I hope we plan to expand it in future years. So it's sort of a baseline to work from.
But that right there is a great reason for the publication to exist. If it's an organization that's important in the community and it's hard to get the contact information or get the information, now you've got it at your fingertips.
That's really true. In fact, the Civic Club information is pretty interesting because we got everybody we could in there, but as we got to compile that, we found out that nobody has a list. I mean, nobody knows who they all are, and it's tough to get a hold of them. You can go to some of the national organizations, and the information they have about the local groups is not actually valid still. So that's what we try to do, is to get all that together in one place so people have a sense of what's available throughout the community.
And this is going to be out when? You mentioned in the next few days or weeks.
So it actually goes to press tomorrow.
Okay.
And if all the stars align, it'll be in next week's edition of the paper. And you know, Chip mentioned lists. It really is kind of the book of lists for Chatham County. And as he was putting this thing together, you know, I mentioned that this is a great publication for people who are new to Chatham County. But if you have lived in Chatham County, if you lived in Pittsburgh, Siler City, Golston, Bonnie, Bear Creek for a long, long time, you can go through this magazine and you will see and find out information that you did not know. You'll learn about things that you did not know existed in Chatham County.
Well, I mean, Orange County does something a little bit like this. The Visitors Bureau does their visitors and relocation guide for people who are coming into Orange County from outside. But I look at this thing every single year, and I get a ton of information, having seen the ones from previous years, which are, you know, pretty similar from year to year, but you still pick up a lot of information. So whether you're coming in, you're relocating, you're visiting, you're a tourist, you've lived here for 20, 30 years, I can imagine it's going to be a terrific and very valuable piece of information. And I had 2 seconds to look at the table of contents before we went on the air, but we've talked about a couple of the sections. What are some others?
Well, we have a section with events. There's a lot of events in Chatham. A lot of them are one time a year sort of street fairs, and
we
have a lot of those listed. We have a section on the community, talking about some of the incorporated communities as well as housing and some issues there. Section on recreation, seniors, and wellness. That pretty much rounds out what Bill didn't mention earlier.
Awesome. And how many people, I mean, the two of you have been working on this, but how many people behind the scenes have come together to make this happen?
Well, Chip has worked on this. I can't tell you how many hours, but because I don't know, and whatever I would guess, it would be way understated.
I try not to even think about it.
But we actually, you know,
at least 10, right?
We actually started discussing this publication about a year ago. You know, one of the things they had to kind of come together was just to be able to present this idea to advertisers. And I'm very happy to say we actually sold out all of our advertising spots. So that's another component of it, is you got a lot of Chatham County businesses who are in here spotlighting what they do, adding to the quality of life in Chatham County as well. But he put a ton of, an incredible amount of work to it. And it's a beautiful publication too. That 10-inch by 10-inch size is just right to have handy laying around. But when you look at it, you'll see it's just a very attractive and easy-to-use publication.
So people who subscribe to the News and Record will get it anyway.
Right.
How else can people get a copy of it?
So we're working with the EDC to distribute it throughout the county. So we're going to have, again, 5,000 copies that will go to our readers. And so we're going to be taking it to strategic distribution points around the county, not just next week, but we're going to be kind of stockpiling it all during the year long, so copies don't go stale. So it is a once-a-year publication. We actually are talking about a number of different other types of publications like this, both print and digital, that'll serve the marketplace. But this will be all over the county. You'll be able to see it pretty soon. But the best way to get it is to subscribe to the Chatham News and Record.
Can you also get it online?
You will be able to get it on. Yeah, it'll be a part of our website probably in a few weeks after the print edition comes out.
Awesome. ChathamNewsRecord.com, right?
ChathamNewsRecord.com.
.com to subscribe to the News and Record, get more information about Chatham 411, which is going to be out very soon. Speaking with Bill Horner and Chip Pate as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that people need to know about Chatham 411, about the News and Record, or anything else?
Well, look for the publication. We've got a lot of other things in the works. Chip and I have been talking about other different types of publications. We actually have our first podcast. We're not officially ready to announce that yet. That's going to be announced in a few more weeks, but that's going to drop in December. Chip, that's one of the few things that we do that Chip's not involved in. But as far as other publications, we've got a plethora of things in the works. We're talking about a dining guide, a health and services guide, an arts guide,
awesome.
all the kinds of things that he, Chip and I have done before.
Chip, final thoughts about Chatham 411?
Just hope everybody enjoys reading it, and I'm sure we'll hear from folks who would like to be in it next year, so let us know.
Awesome. Again, ChathamNewsRecord.com for more information on the Chatham News and Record. Go there also for more information on Chatham 411. Bill Horner, Chip Pate, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, it's a pleasure.